if you know intention creates your experience, wouldn't you be more deliberate in creating and making the right intention that serves your highest purpose and your goals? Because remember, intention is like setting goals. So stay tuned as I share with you helpful tips and suggestions on how to make the right intention for yourself and for your business.
Welcome to the Your Life Now Show, where your life and your business matter. Your host is a certified executive coach and trainer with the passion to help make the difference in the world. Your Life Now Show brings you powerful resources and effective tips to help you manage your life and your business at its best. And now, here's your host, Coach Rhea.
Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome. You are listening to Your Life Now Show, where you and your business matter. I am your host and executive producer, Rhea Wilkie, also known as Coach Rhea, the CEO and founder of Your Life Now. Your Life Now is a professional executive coaching, training, marketing, and PR company. On this show, we try to cover a lot of different topics related to our everyday life and business. The show is intended to be for information purpose and thought-provoking. If you'd like to know more on how we can be of service to you and to your organization, please contact us at www.yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into our today's show. A new year, new focus goals, a new intention. And as you know, in the past shows, in the new year, I am not a big fan of New Year's resolutions. I think New Year's resolutions don't have the power to stick. So if we want to create a change and to see things progressing in the way that we want it, we need to create focus goals. It's simple. It's back to 101 focus goals. So stay tuned, and we get right into our today's show. Thanks again for being here. We'll be right back.
Your Life Now Radio Show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Would you like to grow your business and advance professionally? We would love to be of service to you. We are experts in creating the right solutions for you and for your business. At Your Life Now, we know what it takes to succeed and to increase your bottom line and to grow professionally. So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Your Life Now Show with Coach Rhea. Thank you so much for being here, and Happy New Year again. It's a new year. So,
have you set your intention yet for this year?
Forget about New Year's resolution and set the right intention. So what does it take to make the right intention for yourself and for your business? And the question is, do you have the right intentions for the new year? What are intentions? Intention is like setting goals, and you want to achieve them. So it's very important to be clear and specific with your intentions. Define what success means to you in what you want to accomplish or feel. Use positive and affirmative language, such as something that I do all the time, and if you follow me, you know I use these words all the time. I intend to, or I am. These are strong words. Whatever follows those words has a powerful meaning.
avoid vague or negative words, such as I hope to or I don't want to, which has seemed to be very ironic because when you ask someone what they want, they always answer with what they don't want. But the question is really simple. What do you really want? What do you hope? Let's not use the word hope again because we just said vague, right? So what you intend to see happening and why in this upcoming year on your personal level and as well as professional level. I am an executive coach, so I work with a lot of executives, but the bottom line is I work directly with the individual. So these apply to everybody, from the boardroom to the dining room table. And what is really important, as you mentioned, if you follow me in the past, you know I always say writing things down is very important. It gives it a lot of more power, and then you have the ability to go back and look and read these statements or these intentions that you set for yourself. So write down your intention, because when you write down your intentions, it helps you clarify and remember them, right? Because you can't count on your mind to remember everything. I do this, everything that I teach by example, meaning I practice what I teach, regardless of all the certification and all the degrees and all the education that I have regarding what I teach. I must practice what I teach, otherwise I have no place to teach you something that I don't do myself. I write every single day. I write in the morning. I write anytime something comes to mind. I will jot it down. I follow up. I look it up again. And now it's tick in my mind, right? So you can use a journal, a planner, a sticky note, or any other tools that work for you. You know, what I'm doing, like with my phone sometimes, I use the note, right, on the iPhone, and I have tons of notes. Of course, I have my journal, but sometimes when I have my phone handy, I jot things down, and I write them down as I think or I believe these are very important. But what also very important, not only writing these things down, also reviewing your intentions regularly and update them as needed, right? Nothing is set in stone. So when you go through your list, right, so you go through your list and you say, okay, so prioritize, because this prioritizing things is also very important. And you have to trust the process, because really you have to trust the process, which is something like I wanted to mention, you know, later on. But when you write down, you know, remember, everything takes time and effort. And when you trust what you're doing, it's going to work out. Trust me, I know it works out every time. But what also very, very, very powerful practice is visualization. Something that I practice all the time as well. Again, I'm teaching you something, and when I'm kind of sort of laughing it, because it is so true. I do this every single day. So I personally do meditate first thing in the morning. And I visualize the things, like whether even like I do self-hypnosis meditation where I bring myself to a point where I'm going to suggest things, right? So I have to count down. So when you count down, the simple way to visualize these things is really very, very easy. So I'm going to teach you a couple things about visualization that makes it simple and easy. Because everybody says, like, oh, you know, I really cannot visualize it. Yes, you can. The screen in your mind is very, very powerful if you just allow it to expand, right? So with that being said, if you take a picture of someone that you know, dear to your heart, this is an example, for instance, and you look at that picture, and you look at the details of that picture, the hair, the eyes, the mouth, the smile, no smile, the expression, the clothing, whatever comes to your mind, just examine
and just embedded what you see in that photo in your mind. And just keep looking at it and then set it down. Now close your eyes and try to recall what you just saw in that picture. And you can say it out loud to yourself here, write down, okay, so I noticed the eyes are blue, the eyes are green, the eyes are brown, beautiful smile, no smile. And then with practice, when you practice that, you actually were able to fully learn how to visualize things. Another way that I do it also, like I said, when I try to do meditation first thing in the morning and visualize by bringing myself, you know, counting for instance from 25 to 1, and then say on the count of 1, I'll bring myself to a deeper level of mind, deeper than before. And then I have complete control over all my senses, faculty at any level of the mind, including the outer conscious level. But this is a different course that we could talk about with self-hypnosis and how you can do suggestion to your subconscious mind. But one of the things that I can keep practicing visualization, so when I start counting down, so I say 25, so in my mind, I'm seeing the number 25. Remember, your eyes are closed. So I'm seeing number 25 and so on, 24, 23, down to number 1. Another practice, which I learned also from Charles Honnell, one of the Master Key System author, and I'm actually going to try to do a course on that, is to pick a point. To pick a point in a room, right? And you keep looking at it. And you look at it till you remember what is it that you were, you know, looking at, right? And then you close your eyes. Now, you're focusing your mind on something, because that's like what visualization is also. You're focusing on something, because when you focus your mind on something, like this is a great way to release stress. For instance, if you ever travel to beautiful places, or you've been to, or if you had a great experience in life, we all at some point had some great experience. We don't have to travel to exotic places to have a positive experience. So when you're stressed out, and you want to bring yourself out of that stress mode, this is another, or overwhelmed with work or whatever is going on in your personal life. So if you want to relieve yourself from that, what you can do is you can bring yourself back to that moment, that happy moment. You visualize yourself being transformed to that place. And with practice, like practice makes perfect, is so true, because that's how I learned many languages. And this is how I learned, graduated with degrees and master and, you know, everything that I've learned, you know, the challenges is with practice. You can pretty much do anything, and it really does work. So if you can imagine how your life will look like when you achieve your intention, how will you feel? Wow. Well, it's got to be a great feeling, right? Or whatever it is, that's your question to yourself, and you can answer it to yourself and write it down. What will it do? What will you do? How will you celebrate achieving your intentions or your goals? Who will you be with? Visualize. Oh, I could be with my loved one celebrating achieving my intentions. Or celebrating with my coworker, my employees, my partners, that we achieved our intention for our business and our company. Visualization not only helps you create a vivid, realistic picture of your desired future and boost your motivation and confidence, it helps you be better at any task. And remember, the simple way is always the best way. So don't complicate things. Try to make it simple, doable, realistic, achievable, attainable. And then think about what time frame would it take you to get it, for that intention to be accomplished, achieved. And then the most important things after you get clear and specific on your intention, you write it down, you visualize your intention, now you gotta act on it. Action speaks louder than any words you write. So you have to take this stuff and put it into action. So intentions are not enough. You need to take action to make them happen. So break down your intention into smaller and manageable steps or goals. Smaller, simpler is the best way to achieve things. Don't complicate, simplify, don't amplify. That's my motto. Simplify, don't amplify. When you start acting and you want to start acting on your, to make your intention become a reality, you need plans, right? You need plans to act on. Plan your actions and schedule them in your calendar. I do this again. Making a list, it's not a to-do list. Making a list, put on your calendar. Every time I put things on my calendar that I want to get done and achieve for that day, and I check them off, it makes me feel really good because I'm like, oh my goodness, and somehow things just seem overwhelmed, right? But when you start taking one thing at a time, again, prioritize your action, you know, to you're doing what you, you know, what you're meant to do, and you put them in your calendar and you start taking them one at a time. And then track your progress, because remember, progress is everything. Track your progress and celebrate your achievements. Celebrate your achievements. That's very important, because when you acknowledge, you know, your success and you achieve things, it makes you feel good. And when you feel good and you relax, your mind inspired by many more ideas and many more great things to happen in the future for your success. So the process, the progress. So progress is everything. And then when we believe in ourselves, believe in our ability, and everyone has the ability to do this. No one doesn't. It's just you have to really kind of sort of go through the process, right? But you got to trust that process. And I mentioned that earlier on, and I said, now we're going to bring it back in. Trust the process. Setting the right intention for success doesn't guarantee that everything will go smoothly or exactly as you planned. So you might encounter challenges, I say that plural, I know sometimes we don't say the S, setbacks or changes along the way. But don't let them discourage you or make you give up. Trust that the universe is working in your favor and that everything is happening for your highest good. It's really that simple. This is just kind of a simple way to really look at how we can move forward. And I you know, again, like I really pride myself for being, you know, where I am and what I will be, you know, because I'm constantly doing things and I'm constantly looking to improve and constantly, you know, looking for that next best thing that I can make a difference, not only in my life and in my business, in other people's life and business. So be clear and specific. Write your intentions down. Make sure they are updated regularly as needed. You know, look them up, read them, visualize them, imagine how your life will look like when those intentions get achieved, and what would they do for you, and celebrate, act on it, and act on your intention, because when you act on your intention, you are going to bring those intentions into physical form, meaning they're going to manifest in your life. So celebrate your achievement and your success when that happened. Track it. Track your progress, because remember, progress everything. As long as you track your progress, and most importantly, last but not least, is trust the process. trust that everything will work out. If you do and you take the action steps necessary, you will have everything work out for you, in your favor, and everything is happening for you, for your highest good. So I wish you much success. I wish you much success, happiness, good health, joy, and prosperous year ahead. And let's make it happen in every way. Let's trust the process. Let's take action. Let's make things happen. Until next time, my friends, Happy New Year again. And I will talk with you and speak with you and be with you next time. Much love to all. Cheers.
Your Life Now radio show with Coach Rhea will return in just a few moments.
Let's strategize with you and help you move forward and make this year your best year ever.
So for more information, please contact us at yourlifenow.info. Again, that's yourlifenow.info.
I love to strategize with you. We have a great team. We are professional at what we do, and we love to hear from you. So allow us to strategize with you. And then for more detail, again, you can go to yourlifenow.info. Send us a contact information. We are on social media. And remember, this podcast, we've been doing this show. It's going to be, a long time, 11 years. We started with internet radio and now it's podcast. So our show is available on Apple Podcasts, on Amazon, of course, on Blog Talk Radio, on our website at Your Life Now. You can, the player is there, so you can listen to our shows. You can download it. You can share it. We love your support. And we also love to grow. So we do appreciate your support. Donate if you can. There's a donate button on our website for our show to make the show even better and better. We're trying to improve, and we love to hear your feedback. Always positive feedback, I hope, because we're not here about nitpicking on each other. We're here to support each other. So if you are in that spirit of supporting and being of service, love to hear from you, because that's what we're all about here, being of service. So this podcast is available everywhere you can get your podcast. And for more details, again, we'd love to hear from you. Contact me directly. You can either call at 908-864-7919, or you can send us a contact information at yourlifenow.info. And one more thing, it takes collaboration and mutual agreement to make the impossible possible. So go ahead out there and celebrate who you are and share hands and make the impossible possible. And remember, be present. Take insight. See what's going on around you. Be present. And take the steps to move forward. Until we hear you again, be blessed, be amazing, and much love to all. Cheers to an amazing year ahead.